a guru amongst gurus of duck calls. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Thanks to the great people of Ducks Unlimited and their conservation efforts, there's an abundance of waterfowl in North America, and that makes for great hunting. If it's ducks that you love, then you have to call them in. Listen to Ben Doherty.
It really just depends on almost manipulating the call, I guess, to getting the right sound and the right notes down.
Excellent advice. Is there any one double reed that you recommend?
It's really tough to get away from the buck gardeners.
And why do you say it's hard to get away? What is it that they bring?
Just the sound. It's easy to blow on. It puts out a pretty realistic sound on that call. You're not expensive at all either. So nobody wants to go out and spend, you know, $100 on a duck call when they're just getting into it. The big note on any time that you're blowing a duck call, it's actually you're trying to make it sound like a hen, because the hen's really the only one that's actually making that quack noise. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to lure groups of ducks in by sounding realistic. The things you want in that call is going to be how loud it is, the realistic sound, and then the notes that you put out. What do you want to do, a feeder call, a hail call? But the big thing is you're sounding like a hen to pull them in. And what it is, there's safety in numbers there, so they want to get big groups of birds to come down and be safe. You're pretty much calling them in the migration.
If and when you do go out, lots of luck with your duck call. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.